Alaska Mental Health Trust's full board of trustees met last week as the Trust Land Office's Resource Management Committee. And during that meeting, the board took another vote on logging Deer Mountain and a parcel in Petersburg that sits above Holmes. Those votes were called reconsiderations by Trust Land Office Executive Director John Morrison, and they were referred to as such in the committee agenda.
I did want to say yes, that these are two unique items on our agenda. They are, as you pointed out, reconsiderations due to an abundance of caution based on some concerns about previous process.
Those concerns were accusations from people in Ketchikan and Petersburg that the August votes by the committee and later the full board were not adequately noticed in accordance with state Open Meetings Act requirements, and that there was no opportunity for public input before the trust board voted on logging sensitive areas close to the two communities. Bob Weinstein co-founded Save Deer Mountain, a Ketchikan citizen action group that formed soon after that August decision was announced. He says the committee's recent second vote was not a true reconsideration of the action taken.
I think a reasonable person would think there hasn't been serious reconsideration of the issue. It's redoing their vote and claiming that because they noticed the meeting and had it in public that satisfies the public process. Well, I don't think it does from a legal point of view, but it certainly doesn't from just a public policy point of view.
Weinstein also noted that the committee meeting did not provide any opportunity for public comment. The committee did acknowledge receiving a single written comment, but didn't identify who sent it or the content of the comment. Weinstein says he knows more than one written comment had been sent to the committee. One was from him, and in it,
I not only objected to the lack of public comment, that they were unwilling to allow concerned citizens to make before they made their decision, but I also, in an effort to be constructive, said, hey, you know, why don't you amend the motion so that you open the door to other options if the exchange legislation fails?
The committee did not consider any alternative motions to the one already on the agenda, but following the vote, Morrison noted that the TLO would consider alternative proposals. The Resource Management Committee vote isn't the final decision. It's merely a recommendation to the Board of Trustees, and when the board meets, there will be public comment. But Weinstein says,
the fact is, however, the real decisions are made at the Resource Management Committee level. So this is where public comment should have been considered.
The motion was to recommend a second vote by the board during its November 17th meeting. It passed with one trustee objecting, Jerome Selby of Kodiak. Selby also was the only board member to ask a question before voting. He wondered whether the committee action and the likely action that will be taken on November 17th would affect the federal land exchange, which Senator Lisa Murkowski is trying to push through Congress. Morrison told the board that Murkowski's office has told him they are optimistic that the exchange legislation will advance during the upcoming lame duck session, and that the senator doesn't think the current action would negatively affect that movement. Board Chairman Russ Webb said during the committee meeting that he's pleased there will be public input meetings in the affected communities. He noted that the board had intended to do that before the August vote.
For a variety of reasons, including family illness and other things, that was unable to occur at that time.
While Weinstein is skeptical that the Alaska Mental Health Trust Board will vote any differently in November than it did in August, he encourages concerned citizens in Saxman and Ketchikan to attend the public meetings and provide input.
Keeping in mind that a good part of the meeting will be sort of a dog and pony show about how they operate, but not how they really operate.
During the committee meeting, Morrison told the trustees that he would attend the public input meetings along with other trust and trust land office officials. He also noted that trustee Carlton Smith of Juneau would attend the Saxman and Ketchikan meetings. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.